Welcome to Pop Soup, your piping hot serving of pop culture trivia. Pop soup. It's made of soda, actually. Pop soup is a bowl of Diet Coke that you eat with a spoon.
Yes. A warm, that's the transition from weird brunch to pop soup, is you take your warm can and pour it into a bowl.
Pour it in a bowl. Lap it up.
Whatever's left over that you haven't drank,
like the backwash.
You pour it into a bowl and you eat it with a spoon. Yes.
That's what we're all actually eating right now. Yeah. So
it's the only zero calorie soup. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
How did Haley get so skinny?
Drugs.
Zero calorie soup. Yeah. Because
Diet Coke,
it is Diet Coke. They wouldn't want her.
If I've never heard Diet Coke sponsoring anything, but if they did, I would fight so hard. I'd be like, we have 12 listeners.
Put me back into that, the shooting stars, the video, the starring as the surprise.
And it's all
dance, dance all night, and everyone's roller skating.
Yeah, I can do that. I'm qualified.
The best Diet Coke commercial, and like.
Yeah, so you don't need to sell me Diet Coke. I don't think
Diet
you need to sell
Coke
anybody Diet
is
Coke.
Really having a cultural moment
it is.
Right now.
And I'm telling
it
you,
it has been.
It is. And I think the next thing that needs to get a reskin, cigarettes.
Yeah.
I think we're on our way.
Cigarettes are ready to come back.
I think we're on our way.
The way the gins, though, are going, like...
They're vaping, though. They're right
they're
there.
Vaping,
they're doing the less cool version of smoking. I had two cigarettes when I was in Europe.
Oh, my God. Was it so great? Were they unfiltered? What kind were they?
They were...
How do you not know this?
Parliaments.
Oh, they're Parliament. That makes
sense. Of course.
Sense.
The Parliament started there.
Well, one of the persons I was with rolled their own, which I'm like, you're cool fucking as hell. Oh my God.
I mean, rolling their own cigarettes. It's a crapshoot though. Like,
no, but I didn't have one of hers because I was like, I know that exact fact. And I was like, no, I'll take them. I'll take the
filtered one.
Prescribed ones, please. Yeah. Thank you.
I was smoking unfiltered Lucky Strikes when I was in Europe.
Oh.
Before college? When you had that trip?
No, my second trip over. And during college,
I dated a guy who smoked
unfiltered Lucky Strikes. Mm-hmm. Lucky Strikes still is just like the most iconic.
It's the most cigarette
looking. Yeah.
Anyways, don't smoke unless it becomes cool again.
Exactly.
And I think it's going to.
Yeah, I think we're about a year and a half away from it
That will be one of my predictions for 2025.
I'm going to tell you, I think we're about 5 to 10 away from that.
Really?
I think we got to wait for Gen Alpha to age in.
And think that Gen Z is cringy.
Like, Gen Z is cringy. Vaping is cringy. My parents do it.
You know who's cool? Boomers.
Exactly. Because
it's going to be
all dead, basically.
So they can romanticize it.
Yeah.
Old Hollywood.
Plus, they'll probably do it and be like, actually, some study's going to come out and be like, it's just as bad as smoking, if not even worse, because you vape inside, outside.
Yeah.
You can vape wherever and nobody even knows it. So Gen Alpha is going to be
I'm not going to smoke five cigarettes
a day.
Yeah.
Instead of vaping 24/7, I'm going to limit myself like you limit.
Is this going to be that when one of the predictions I had was like, instead of indie sleaze, indie prim.
Right.
So you smoke, but in moderation.
Yeah.
That you can still be straight edge and smoke, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Anyway.
I guess I'll start my journey back.
To smoking? Mm-hmm. It's a real quick journey. It's a lot quicker than quitting smoking, I'll tell you.
I feel like once you get past the first cigarette.
Where it tastes kind of gross.
It will be like.
It was like a quarter of that cigarette.
Your body's going to reject it for the first couple sips.
I just walked.
You just got to keep trying.
And if you keep at it.
Anything that you want to do, you just got to set your mind to it and keep sucking down those cigs until it feels good. And you know what? It's going to feel really good.
Keep getting
and
back
then
on
gonna
that
feel
horse.
Great.
It's going to feel great. And then it's going to feel bad again.
And then it's going to feel like I should do this.
We're all going to die. Most of us aren't going to make it to retirement age. And if we do, it's not going to be a quality of life. Fucking rip your cigs. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
If you really believe that. Start smoking again.
I'm gonna start smoking again. Is that in your tarot cards? Brandon, that you said
that I should start smoking. See, that's the problem. We're all with guys who didn't smoke, right?
Brandon smoked, but he was army smoke.
CJ did after we got together.
CJ started as a 30-year-old, picked up smoking for a little bit.
He was at least 35.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I don't think they don't
understand. John never was.
A cigarette is a girl's best friend.
Yeah.
It's true.
Girl's
I'm hungry. I'm going to smoke about it.
Yeah. I'm angry.
I'm gonna smoke about it.
I want to flirt with you. Can I have a cigarette?
I just did the dishes. Yeah. I'm celebrating myself.
Yeah. I sat down in my car.
I woke up.
It's self-care. It's the most consistent self-care I've ever given myself.
My mouth is watering. Yeah.
When can I? I'm gonna.
I started salivating, especially because I've had them. I'm not gonna start smoking again.
Okay.
Hear that, everyone on the radio?
I had one in Cancun 2 years ago.
We're confessing.
And oh, it was pretty exciting, but I bought 2 packs. And John and I, because John had a dream that we smoked a cigarette, and he was like, let's do it. We were like, just fucked up enough.
You didn't get a Lucy?
And I was like, all right, let's go buy cigarettes. But they came in like 2 packs. So we bought 2 packs of Camel Crushes. And then.
Oh, a Camel Crush. Oh my God.
We each smoked one.
That's
and
it?
That was it.
Why didn't you want more?
I just didn't. I don't.
My brain, like, I have such an addict brain, and I realize it more and more, that kind of stuff.
Well, also, you know, John's not going to want another one.
And he'll judge you for having
another one. And he will. But also, yeah. I didn't, like, I don't, I feel like, and I don't want to sound like a dick about this, but I feel like quitting smoking was pretty easy for me.
Okay.
Like, it was not, like, it just kind of fell off.
Well, go off, queen.
That doesn't mean I don't want to do it all the time, though.
I mean, And I say it was easy for me, but I had a very specific circumstance happen that made it easier, and I had to have surgery. And then I couldn't do anything for myself for 6 weeks.
This is me getting appendicitis. Yeah, this is you getting your surgery, and like, look at all the things that happen.
Yeah.
We need to stop chit-chatting.
What's your paparazzi?
Oh yeah,
for this week, because we didn't do it last week. We apologized to Kate Middleton instead, which was much more important.
Was
it not super serious? Yeah, but that doesn't matter.
It came from our hearts. And we do mean
it. Yeah, like the message behind it was serious. Was the delivery unserious?
Yes. Was it funny? Maybe.
But also,
Maybe not.
How many dad jokes do we tell? Like,
yeah, that's
how
personal,
do we
though.
Deal with sad stuff? Dad jokes.
Yeah, we smoke a cigarette about it.
And we're smoking cigarettes. And dad would want that.
Honestly. Dad would love that.
What were you taking pictures of you for this week, Ford?
Nailed it.
I know.
The words.
I'm taking the 4 and making it past tense.
You kind of like
Ford.
It's kind of like how Yoda speaks, but like a worse version of that without consistent syntax or anything.
Yes.
I really liked it.
I like it's like stroke core.
Y'all understood what the fuck I was saying. So maybe that's all that matters.
Okay. I'm trying to think of what I did this last week. Honestly, I was just readjusting to from being back from being out of the country and in different time zones.
Wow.
Well, it's more so like I had the realization. So over the weekend was when I was recovering from coming back, right?
Right.
And I felt fine. I felt great. Yeah, last time we talked, I felt pretty good. And then I realized on Monday, I hit a wall really hard at like 2 p.m. And I was like, oh, it must be the jet lag. And then I thought, I was like, I actually think it's that because I didn't work for a week because I did take vacation time. My body goes, you shouldn't be staring at a screen for 8 hours. Your body is not made to do that.
Guess what sucks?
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess like if somebody would have seen me like powered down at I had to leave work because I was afraid I was going to have to drive home and be way too tired. And it was like
maybe
corporate drone. Excited to get back to a regular schedule, realizes regular schedule is futile.
Right. Yeah. It sounds like a reductress headline.
Yeah, that does sound like a reductress headline. Yeah. So that's me. I felt my entire body just go while sitting at my desk, and I was like, I have to leave.
I think mine would be
say it.
Broom woman spotted stealing 2 unused computer monitors from downtown location. Yeah, something.
Broom woman sweeps up.
Yeah, broom woman sweeps up 2 computer monitors missing from office. Broom like apparition running down Congress with 2 monitors. Yeah.
Broom woman. Zoom
broom
woman.
Broom woman. Anyways, so you
stole stuff.
No. Or the place that we work did a like refresh of stuff and had free monitors, and John's a monitor boy, and he was like, bring me some.
Brandon is also a monitor boy.
So Lisa and I did that, but I think I was carrying the monitors the whole time.
Mine would
local comedian.
No, well,
cries
yeah.
At turn
yeah, 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 yeah. Local adopted corporate comedian.
You're building on your lore.
I am. Yeah. Spotted seeking ghosts on fifth floor of Driscoll. Makes friends with ghost hunter. I made friends with the I went on a ghost tour this last week. Mm-hmm. And I made
with
friends
all of our
with
work
the tour
people.
Guide. I don't remember her name. What would it
corporate
be?
Comedian. Adopted corporate comedian. Yeah. Spooks up the place.
Spooky sightings.
Yeah. Spiritual awakening.
Local adopted corporate comedian. Scene.
So
sells
you
out.
Made friends while finding ghosts. Maybe the friends. Maybe the ghosts we made were the friends we found along the way.
Yeah, you, does that mean you murdered your friends? The ghosts we made were the friends you found along the way?
Yep.
That's what it sounds like. Yep.
You know
it's
what?
Supposed to be salacious.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, good.
About that? Very good.
Who's going first? I went first last
I can.
Weekend,
go
so.
Do it.
I can do it.
Do it.
Do you-
we're just going to talk about famous eggs.
Perfect.
It is. It's egg day.
Yeah. We're going to talk about some famous eggcidents. If you will.
There you go.
I hate you.
Robert Downey Jr. once famously lost an arm wrestling competition where the stakes were that the loser had to drink a raw egg. Being a vegetarian and a little sneak, RDJ opted to chug a protein shake instead. Who did Robert Downey Jr. lose to? Chris Hemsworth, Sylvester Stallone, Mark Ruffalo, Anthony Michael Hall.
It sounds like Sylvester.
I think it's Anthony Michael Hall because he thought he could beat him.
Could be. Sylvester is that Rocky drinking eggs
yeah.
all the time,
yeah.
though.
Yeah.
Also, I think I could do it. I think
I could too.
I could drink an egg.
I want to see this.
I don't want to do it, but I think I could.
I can do it.
I think it'd be a good video.
All right, Haley and I are going to do it.
It's Sylvester Stallone.
Nice. I knew it.
In 1991, Sylvester Stallone promoting Rocky V challenged then unknown actor Robert Downey Jr. to a public arm wrestling
1995?
Match. 1991. Rocky V.
He's not, he wouldn't be unknown. Stan almost, like, that'll, he was famous in the 80s.
He was not very well.
Okay, I just
well.
Always assumed he's like famous, famous.
Yeah, he's yeah. hooey at that
okay,
point.
Okay, gotcha.
And height of drug problem. No.
No, that was like late 90s.
I think he had a lot of, it yeah. comes in waves.
Yeah,
it does.
It
does.
It's a journey.
Does. How did Stan Lee like his eggs?
Fertile.
Over easy, sunny side up, yolk on the side. Over medium, sunny side up, crisp edges.
Wait, what? Wait, hold on.
I didn't know there were this many options.
The first
eggs.
Thing you said was one whole option. It wasn't... Okay, Lisa's
Say it
dying,
again. Say
but
again.
That is too She's... fucking complicated, and I have never
we
in
never
my
worked
life
at a brunch place.
Heard of someone say yolk on the side. That is insane.
Do it again.
Okay, start from
the
very beginning, a very good place to start. I would like you to also preface it by like saying like option A. Option A.
Okay.
Option A. So if you could start like that would actually be okay. really good for me, and it'll help me understand the types of eggs that we're dealing with right now.
Yeah,
because if there's more than four words in it, I'm not gonna remember.
And I'm not eating it.
I'm not gonna remember.
Okay.
I'm ready.
How did Stan Lee like his eggs?
Option A.
Option A.
A. Over easy, sunny side up, yolk on the side.
Okay.
Option
How can
A.
it be sunny side up if the yolk is on the side?
It's still up.
The yolk is the sun. I'm sorry.
Question.
Okay.
Option B.
Yes.
Over medium, sunny side up, crisp edges. Option C. Over easy, sunny side up, yolk hard and scrambled.
Not possible.
Option
yeah.
Option D. Over medium, yolk broken and fried.
It's
That's
B.
just a runny egg. That's just a
also,
runny egg.
Over medium.
Is the still a little hard?
Means that yolk isn't running anywhere.
I hate all of this. I'm going to do the second option.
I'm saying
option.
B with the crispy edges.
Crispy edges specific.
It's C, over easy, sunny side up, yolk hard and scrambled.
Oh, I don't care. He's dead. Move on.
How do you like, I guess I could see how you could scramble just the yolk if you made it and sunny then, side up.
But then it'd be fried. It wouldn't be hard.
No, you could like.
You.
Oh, wow, oh no. That was you.
You just like.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna vomit.
Stan Lee had a cameo in the movie Mallrats.
Cameo.
I know, I'm going to do it till I die, where he asks for two eggs over easy, sunny side up, with the yolk hard and scrambled. The specific request was actually Stan Lee's real life preferred way to enjoy his eggs.
He Easter egged his own Easter egg.
He did.
With eggs.
Get out.
All right.
What was President Nixon doing when he dropped an egg during his presidency? Was he celebrating the first Earth Day in April of 1970? Was he visiting the State of Israel as the first American president to do so? Was he welcoming home the first group of POW from Vietnam? Or was he supporting American farmers during a visit to a California farm?
D.
The only context in which he would have an egg in my head would be D.
It is D.
Okay, good. Right. Or he's just meeting every Vietnam vet.
He's just holding
you
an
get
egg.
An egg. That's because we're not taking care of you. Yeah. Here's your egg. Give a man
Army
a fish.
Surplus egg.
This should replace that heroin. In 1974, President Richard Nixon accidentally dropped an egg while attempting to demonstrate his support for American farmers during a visit to a California poultry farm. The incident, captured on camera, became a symbol of Nixon's clumsiness and struggles during his presidency, because this was also the exact same year he...
Watergated?
Yeah.
That's so silly.
I stopped trusting him when he dropped that egg, yeah. And I knew he was a bad one.
That's true.
And little, nope, Watergate.
That's what got him out, man. Mm-hmm. What was Ernest Hemingway's breakfast routine?
Something obnoxious. I
grapefruit halved with a raw egg yolk placed in the center. Option B. I'm realizing.
Thank you.
Option B. Scrambled eggs with a raw egg yolk placed on top. Option C. Belgian waffle with a raw egg yolk placed in the center. Option D. Cantaloupe halved with a raw egg yolk on top.
I think it's the first one. I think it's the grapefruit one.
I think it's D.
It's grapefruit.
Yeah. He would eat fucking grapefruit. I say that Brandon has grapefruit most mornings. Not with a raw egg on top.
Does he eat it with cottage cheese like a 90s mom?
Do you think Brandon eats cottage cheese?
Yeah.
Nope.
I mean, I really could have gone either way on that.
Do Irish people eat cottage cheese when
they don't? They fucking love cottages.
You're right. I went to Scotland.
Who's
I didn't
living
go to
in a cottage? No one in America. Everyone in Ireland and
no,
Scotland.
Whitney, there are some lesbians who live in cottages in America.
Not mine.
They make candles for a
not
living.
Not my
lesbians.
Not your lesbians.
Not my lesbians.
No, they do yard work cutting begrudgingly at you.
Yeah, they do it all out of spite.
I do. I love a spiteful lesbian. More spiteful lesbians. Rise up.
In 1994, Norman Mailman, a restaurateur, created the Centurion Omelette at his New York City restaurant. The omelette featured lobster, foie gras, and truffles. How much did this omelette cost?
What year?
1994. Was it $2,500, $3,000, $5,000, or $6,500?
$3,000
one. Yeah.
$5,000.
It's an egg. It doesn't matter how good the foie gras is. It doesn't matter how good the foie gras is.
The lobster's not that. Lobsters are crustaceans. They're trash animals.
I mean, they're still expensive, but
they shouldn't be, though. They're plentiful. Yeah. Anyways, that sounds gross. All of that. I don't want any of it.
I would eat all the shit out of that.
Well, I'm obviously not going to eat foie gras. I can't even say it. I sound like I just have
foie
a
foie gras.
Foie gras. Restaurateur. Which historical figure has it been said is referenced as Humpty Dumpty? Henry VI, Henry VIII, Richard III, or Charles I of 1600s? Not
eighth.
Richard.
You're Henry VIII, you're Richard?
Yeah.
Richard III of England.
Dang, you know Humpty Dumpty?
We dated...
This
you want to call
nope,
Humpty
we're
Dumpty?
Not. Hey,
oh,
he humps your dump.
I don't know how an egg could hump.
He's just really into dry humping.
God.
Richard III was depicted as a hunchback in some historical accounts. According to this theory, the phrase "all the king's horses and all the king's men" refers to Richard III's army, which was defeated at the Battle of Bosworth Field in 1485. Bonus question. No options. Which excellent wizard of today is related? Which
all very upsetting.
I'm looking up Richard to see what a humpty he is.
Which excellent wizard of today is related to Richard III? Excellent wizard.
Are you saying excellent because the wizard is egg themed, or because you wanted to shoehorn more egg content? Okay. Which wizard?
Yeah.
Harry I don't Potter. Know any real. Yeah, I was gonna say like
no, the actor who played the wizard.
Oh,
sorry,
Ian McKellen.
I can't think of another wizard actor.
I bet it's Ian McKellen.
Sure. It's Benedict Cumberbatch.
He, you know, honestly, Benedict's face. He's let's got be some, real. He's got Brit face. He's got royalty face.
British face for sure.
Like in a, I'd still fuck him.
Yeah, just for the to talk about it. For the podcast.
I bet he's really giving.
No.
I think he is.
I think he is.
I don't.
He's got a butter face. Like he has to be.
But he's famous.
Now he
and
is.
And he's
but
like
he
everyone
grew
thinks
up
he's really attractive.
Thinking he was an uggo.
I'm not gonna you know what? I'll find out. I have to go back
okay.
to London probably at the end of the year. So I'll do that.
That's a good idea.
I'll go with you.
Okay.
Okay. Penultimate. Marilyn Monroe's breakfast routine included mixing two raw eggs into what? Warm milk, coffee, tea, carrot juice.
Carrot.
Tea.
Warm milk.
Okay, that's just a that's a deconstructed
vitamin
pancake.
D and a bunch of
Marilyn Monroe reportedly ate two raw eggs mixed into warm milk every morning as part of her breakfast routine, which she believed contributed to her radiant complexion.
Maybe
some
I'll
people
do
can
that.
Do dairy like that.
Yeah.
Dairy doesn't fuck with me.
Last question. Why did 18-year-old Alexander Durug...
You can do it.
You can
no,
do it.
I can't.
Is it a famous person?
No.
Just Alexander D.
Yeah, Alexander D. throw eggs at Frank Sinatra in 1944. Was it because Sinatra drank a lot? Was it because Sinatra wore bow ties? Was it because Sinatra sang about sin? Or was it because his girlfriend was a fan?
The last
girlfriend.
One. That last one.
It's because he wore bow ties.
Oh,
because
he was a dork?
There were a lot of things that irritated Alexander D. about Sinatra and his fans. In particular, the bow ties frustrated him. Those famous bow ties they were famous for wearing. Why, he thought, did people say he looked like Sinatra if he wore one and not that Sinatra looked like him? He had a collection of 200 bow ties at home.
God. He was the dork.
And had got his first when he was 7 years old. They were his thing, not Sinatra's.
Oh my God, what an asshole.
How old was he when he threw the eggs?
18.
Okay.
What an idiot.
All right. That's what you do shit like that when you're 18.
Also,
I didn't.
How would you say this name?
Durago Kupets?
Yep, there we go.
Durago Kupets.
That's how I would say it. That means right.
That sounds right to me.
Yeah. It's just a lot going on over there. Anyway, thanks for taking my
that was excellent.
Excellent. We had some egg drops.
Egg drops. Damn it.
Sorry. Haley, you want to go? You want
to I'll go. I'm trying to figure out how to do this.
Oh, yeah. Yours is the visual.
Okay. So I wanted to. This is about cats or pets rather. And I want us to try to match the name of a celebrity to what their pet name is.
Oh, I see. So we need a side
so
one.
It might be helpful
two.
For y'all to write them down so we're not just on the same sheet, but we can do it from the same sheet if you want to. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read you the list of celebrities that we're dealing with.
Right.
Okay. The first person is Katy Perry.
Okay.
Then we got Paris Hilton, Martha Stewart, $ha.
Kesha.
Adam Sandler, Bobby Flay, Emmy Rossum.
Who?
Emmy Rossum.
Who is that?
She was in Gossip Girl. EMMYROSSUM.
I have no idea who that is.
I'll show you a picture and you will absolutely know who she is. Selma Blair and Chelsea Handler. Okay. And now I'm going to give you the animal names. We've got Pepper, Kitty Purry, Nacho, Chunk, Mr. Fluffy Pants, Ducky, Genghis Khan, Tinkerbell, Meatball. From that list, Do you want to do who the animal belongs to, or do you want to say who has the pet?
I like who the animal. I want to say the animal name and they belong
okay. to. Who does Pepper belong to from that list? I have the list here if you didn't write it down.
I think Pepper.
This doesn't line up, so.
Belongs to Bobby Flay.
Selma Blair.
Who do you think Katy Perry belongs to?
Katy Perry.
I think Katy Perry. I'm going to say that's Kesha. That sounds like her shit.
A Kesha thing to do. Who do you think Nacho belongs to?
I think Nacho is Chelsea Handler.
What about you, Lisa?
Okay. I'm going to say Bobby Flay.
Who do you think Chunk belongs to?
Chunk belongs to Sandler.
Chelsea Handler.
Sandler and Handler.
Who does Mr. Fluffy Pants belong to?
Katy Perry.
Emmy Rossum.
I feel like the way that y'all are answering, it's like divination, where you're like, what is the shape on the other side of this card? Mm-hmm. And you're like, square.
That is how I feel
right
now.
It's like a tiger. It's
not even close. Yeah.
Ducky.
Ducky is Emmy Rossum.
I think I'm going to...
You can switch them.
Yeah, I'm going to move...
We'll do a review. I'll show it to you and if you want to make changes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because really? I think I agree on Emmy Rossum, and I'm moving Mr. Fluffy Pants to Kesha.
Gotcha.
Wow.
Bold move. Genghis Khan.
Selma.
Martha.
Tinkerbell.
Paris. There better not be another person who named their fucking dog
Tinkerbell. Where does that leave Meatball?
Martha.
Adam Sandler.
Makes sense for both of them, really.
Okay. Whitney, your list, and I'll read it to you.
You told me I had to keep track of it, so I have it, and I'm confident in my list.
So now you're going to keep... you're confident? You don't want to reconsider?
I'm not changing anything.
You're not changing anything about it? Okay.
No.
I'm going to go through, and I'm going to tell you the animal, what type of animal it is, and then who it belongs to.
I might switch one.
Switch one. Do it. Just think about it. I'll give you
fucking
10
Libras,
seconds.
Just okay. Like,
ready?
Yep.
Okay. Katy Perry is a cat, and her parent is...
Wait, why are we starting with...
Because it's not in the order. It's because okay, I'm starting okay, with... Okay, okay, because that's how I wrote it.
Okay.
Is Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Katy Perry belongs to Katy Perry.
Fuck.
Then, as we guessed previously, because everyone should know this, he lived for 14 years. Tinkerbell belongs to Paris Hilton.
Correct.
And everyone gave her so much shit for carrying that dog around. That's a long time. 14-year-old dog is pretty old. We have a beautiful Chow Chow named Genghis Khan that belongs to Martha Stewart.
Yes!
Have you gotten two?
I've gotten three. I am three for
well,
three.
One of them was a give me because it was Persilin. She also, I didn't include it because I didn't want to have her on there twice. She has another like fluffy looking cat. I don't know cat breeds. Martha Stewart does, named Empress Tang. Now I'm like, you're a little bit of an Orientophile. Okay. Mr. Fluffy Pants. Pants with a dollar sign.
My switch helped me.
Damn.
Kesha.
It's a cat. It's a white cat. Wrong now.
You weren't in tune with the spirit world.
I wasn't, but I was confident that I was.
Because of that. All right. We got Meatball, who actually starred alongside this actor.
Sandler.
In Little Nicky. Adam Sandler.
I remember that now.
Yeah. Shit. It was like a farty dog, right? That was the whole joke. Yeah, that's what I remember now. All right. Nacho is a orange fluffy cat who is owned by world-renowned chef Bobby Flay.
Are you doing really good? All of them right?
So far, yes.
Holy all of them?
Shit,
yes.
Dude.
Oh my God. Statistically, after half, you're going to probably get the rest of them right.
I
don't know.
All I got was Paris. I thought Pepper. I was like Bobby Flay Pepper.
Nacho, though.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
But he just doesn't seem like a nacho guy.
Yeah.
He does.
He's a piece of shit. But Bobby Flay's a bad guy. Like, that's his whole thing, right? Anyways, Pepper is a little tiny brown looking, kind of rat looking dog who belongs to Emmy Rossum.
Oh.
You didn't get that one? Mm-mm. First one wrong.
Like eighth one wrong.
You ever see one of those dogs where their eyes go the wrong way and they're all white and they're kind of scrangly looking?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're familiar, Lisa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Known a couple.
That's Ducky, and that belongs to Selma Blair.
I got that. Oh, shit. No, I got that wrong. I got that wrong.
And lastly, that leaves us with Chelsea
wrong.
Handler and her dog that looks like a generic dog you look up on the internet named Chunk.
Chunk.
Lisa, how many did you get right?
All but two.
I got one right.
And it was Tinkerbell.
And it was Tinkerbell. I was so fucking confident. I was like, I know
I'm in tune
fucking names with of these animals.
You wow. didn't even guess, like, I know that Katy no, and Perry Lisa is too changed obvious. Her shit
around, and I was just like, I am absolutely 100% I would bet my life on this being right.
Well, you'd be dead.
I would be very you'd be dead. Very dead.
The thing is, there's no rhyme or reason to it. Like, yeah, you can make some guess, like Nacho for a celebrity chef, and then I would even think Mr. Fluffy Pants would be a Kesha name for an animal.
That's what I guess.
Yeah.
Anyways.
But the rest of them are like, Chunk is like, anybody can name him that. All right.
It's my turn. Y'all was both fun.
That was so fun.
That was.
You got a win.
For me.
You got a W.
Yeah, today. You got a you big needed dub. It. Okay.
All right, big dub, your turn.
Big dub.
Oh. Big giant dub. Because you're big the, dub. You're the big one now.
You're the big one now. Okay. Sorry.
Is that a fart noise?
No, it said. Good for her. Good for her. My quiz is called Madam Web, The Greatest Love Story Never Told, or White Chicks. So I'm going to name a quote, a direct quote from one of these three movies, and you have to tell me if it's from Madam Web, The Greatest Love Story Never Told, which is the documentary J-Lo made about making her other... like base her lemonade.
It's J-Lo J-Lo-ing.
Yeah. So it's the documentary about her, or is it from White Chicks?
I've not seen any of these. So well, I've never seen White Chicks.
Lisa and I've seen all of them actually.
Yeah. I think I've seen White Chicks in passing. I have not seen Madam Web.
I had a boyfriend who was convinced that White Chicks was my favorite movie, and I told him that one time.
That's funny.
And he tried to gaslight me into believing that.
I've only seen White Chicks, like, and I don't get my nails done ever. Excuse me, but I don't know why. I was getting my nails done one day, and it was on in the background, and I read the whole thing.
Yeah.
And it was very funny. So
I'm not knocking. I've just never seen
we it. We are playing this game. Madam Web, Greatest Love Story. So, Madam Web, J-Lo, White Chicks.
Got it.
Number one.
This is unhinged already.
Triple TKA. Time to totally kick ass. Is that Madam Web, J-Lo, or White Chicks?
Madam Web.
I think Busy Phillips specifically said that in White Chicks.
You think it's Madam Web?
I think it's Madam Web.
It's White Chicks.
Mm. Oh.
Number two.
Mm.
You've never been shot at in Queens?
I think J-Lo said that, and she's never been shot at in Queens. I don't think she's ever seen a gun in her life.
Okay.
I think Madam Web again.
Madam Web is the nice. Answer
We're
to
one
that.
For one.
That's insane.
Miss Dakota that. Number three. I grew up surrounded by strong, powerful, tenacious women.
I still think that's the J-Lo movie.
What? Yeah.
I grew J-Lo. Up surrounded by strong. That is J-Lo. Number four. When your heart starts back up again, you're fine.
White Chicks.
When your heart starts back up again,
you're fine. I want to say White Chicks, but just to be fun, I'm going to say J-Lo.
It's Madam Web.
Oh. No.
She's an EMT and she says that.
I know absolutely nothing about Madam Web. I don't know what that is.
All right. Yes, you do.
I know that they talk about that movie.
Yes, that's
I
enough.
Know nothing about
that's
the movie.
Enough.
I could not tell you what genre it is. I could not tell you who is
it's
in
it. It's a Marvel.
That's why I've never seen it. I block
Number
that.
Number five.
I have ad blocker in my brain for that.
Number five. These starving kids in Africa make me so sad.
I would think that at one point in her life, J-Lo has said that. But I think that's from White Chicks also.
Madam Web.
It is from White Chicks. Mm-hmm. But in Madam Web is the my mother was in Africa yeah. with the man.
Gotcha.
Who, yeah. So I was trying to throw it all
you
off.
Got, there. You got me.
Number six. I was afraid for my children for their future.
J-Lo.
Yes.
I think they're fine. I think her kids
I don't
are
even know what the fuck her kids are like.
She had them with Mark Antony, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think she had them? If you
I think she's
one of the.
She is a better dad than she is.
Did we ever
mom.
See her pregnant?
No. I don't remember
yes.
that.
Yes.
Did we? Okay.
Yes.
I'm always interested
I'm sure
to see
it's
who
out
got
there.
Surrogates. Not that I'm judging. I just.
Number seven. I checked MapQuest. It only takes 6 minutes to get there from here.
White chicks.
Has to be white chicks. Just from the time frame.
Yeah, it can't.
Is it? Because Madame Web is set in 2006, right?
I'm still going to go with white chicks.
I'm going to go Madame Web because they're calling it. Maybe
it is white chicks.
God damn.
Don't fall for Whitney's tricks.
Madame Web is set in like millennial high school.
I know now three things about Madame Web, and I've earned
something to keep in mind.
All of them from this.
Because Madame Web and white chicks are based in the same time period, and J-Lo is at her most famous in the same
white
time
period.
White
chicks is a period piece.
White chick is, I mean, honestly, yes. Number 8. Thirsty is like when they put naked pictures of themselves on Instagram.
J-Lo.
Thirsty is like when they put naked
Instagram
pictures of themselves
on Instagram.
Did not
exist until 2011. So it has to be J-Lo.
Yeah.
You're right. Thank it's you. J-Lo. I fucked it up. Because that also to me sounded like the Madame Web girls explaining to Dakota Johnson what thirsty is. Anyways, number 9. You know the best thing about the future? It hasn't happened yet.
White chicks.
White chicks.
Madame Web.
God. This is fair. That's what
this is
fair.
Pretty even keel,
this is fair that I'm eating shit right now. That's fair.
I think you've gotten as many right as I've gotten.
No.
You're just taking it personally.
She's just sad because she got an A plus last time, and now she's getting maybe like a C.
Yeah.
Pop culture degrees.
Number 10. C's get degrees. Number 10. When you take on the responsibility, great power will come.
J-Lo.
Madame Web. I haven't guessed Madame Web once.
It is Madame Web.
Okay. I got it.
Number 11. There are certain things that as a human being, you don't do.
I thought you were going to tell us some stuff that we don't do.
No.
So I paused.
No, that is it.
White chicks.
J-Lo.
J-Lo is the answer.
I want to know what she doesn't do. Sing?
Sing. Never stop, never stopping kind of situation.
Bad. Yeah.
Okay. Number 12. New York City is a whole new level of crazy these days.
Madame Web.
J-Lo again.
Madame Web.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Were they in New York?
One. They were.
Okay. And now I know four things about this movie.
Yes. All right. Number 13. I know you hookers don't think this is over with.
White chicks.
J-Lo.
It's white chicks.
Mm. I was hoping that J-Lo said hooker because I think it's funny.
Number 14. Yo quiero Taco Bell.
That's
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
I think it's Madame Web because it's referencing something that was happening at the time. Oh, was Yo quiero Taco Bell like early 2000s though? Like even earlier?
I think it's because the little dog Chihuahua was dog. Famous. Like, I mean, Paris Hilton having Tinkerbell was very
the dog
much
was in White Chicks. There was a girly pop with I think Busy Phillips' character had a little tiny dog.
White Chicks.
You're going with Madame Web.
I'm
going
to say J-Lo said it.
You're saying J-Lo. It was White Chicks.
Yeah, there we go.
And my final question or statement.
This is all questionable.
When you work on something from its inception, you don't give up and people finally see it.
Never stop, never stopping.
J-Lo.
Is that for both of you?
Yeah.
Haley, you only nodded.
Yeah.
It is J-Lo.
It is. Sure, it had to been be so hard.
And that was my quiz. Madame Web, the greatest love story never told, or white chicks. Lots of crossover there.
I think we got the same amount wrong or right, and you're just thinking that you're doing worse. I didn't count how many I got right. I got maybe 5, maybe 4.
Y'all did all right. It wasn't like flying colors like the
like
last
what
one.
You did. I know
like
you set yourself
did
up. You
Lisa know, was I, an Olympian.
Success is diminishing returns.
I like to hold myself to a certain standard, and I feel like I've let down the Madame Web fans of the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You have to be able to lead yourself before you can lead others.
It's funny because we also watched the J-Lo documentary.
Did you?
2 nights ago.
How long is that?
Too long.
Okay.
Too long. Anyways, thank you for listening. If you ever have an idea for a fucking quiz, maybe send it to Haley directly.
Yeah.
Her number is
my. I live at Drive, Austin, Texas, 78748. It is our backdoor So if you just want to pop in, a little note down on that table. Do not let my cats out.
Make sure
there's food in the fridge.
The note has to be of magazine clipped out letters.
I'm dyslexic, and that's the only way that I can read.
That's a great idea, actually.
Yeah.
And you could save it a little bit longer, I feel like, if it's not just that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's all we got.
Good soup.
Pretty much goodbye.